Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchi City with the evening news. The headlines. Naglin Governor Gunnison says government is committed to creating an environment of growth, prosperity and well-being. Commissioner and Secretary Anoop Kinchy calls for team effort to eliminate tuberculosis from Naglin. India's biggest battle of bands, Ticket to Hornbill, commences at Regional Centre of Excellence for Music and Performing Arts, Kohima. And joint surprise checking leads to seizure of expired goods in Chisori town, Shamator. Now the news in detail. Naglin Governor Laganison visited Longlin District today. For his visit, a brief program was held along with the district administration, HODs of various departments and civil society organization, CSOs at DPDB Hall. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Gunnison said that the government is committed to creating an environment that fosters growth, prosperity and well-being for every citizen. His speech drew attention on several vital aspects of health, water, sanitation, roads and banking, which he said needed immediate attention and unified action. He said that health is of paramount importance and a healthy population is the cornerstone of a thriving community. In this, the governor urged the stakeholders to improve healthcare facilities.
Health is another paramount of our development. A healthy population is the cornerstone of a thriving community. All other things can wait, but health cannot wait. So that is why ensuring that every individual has access to quality medical services. I am very much insisting on that. Let us mobilize resources to enhance our health infrastructure and leverage the central government's flagship health initiatives.
Mr. Gunnison encouraged the people to be good citizens, to abide by the law and work hand in hand with the government, both at the centre and the state. Deputy Commissioner chaired the programme and gave a brief overview of the district. In this programme, Education Department, Public Work Department, R&B, SBI Longlin, Medical Department and PHED gave a brief report of the concerned department. Naglin's Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare, Anoop Kinchy, today called for a team effort to eliminate tuberculosis, TB, in the state. He was addressing the state TB forum meeting held at Naglin Civil Secretariat, Kohima. Asserting that the TB forum has been assigned with a big responsibility, he underscored the imperative for all the members of TB forum to work as a team. During the meeting, State TB Officer of National TB Elimination Program, NTEP, Dr. Vezakolu Theo, highlighted the objectives of TB Forum, while IEC Consultant Officer, NTEP, Tungchimbeni M. Hamsoy, briefed the House on the last meeting minutes and action taken. Two TB champions who recovered from the disease shared their experiences. Among other issues taken up, the House also realized that there is stigma and discrimination related to TB and emphasized the need for more sensitization and awareness. India's biggest battle of bands, Ticket to Hornbill, presented by Shreya's Group, began today at Regional Centre of Excellence for Music and Performing Arts, Asempa Jotsuma, near Kohima. Hosted by the Task Force for Music and Arts, Government of Naglin, the finale will be held on October 21st. This event is part of curtain raiser to the 25th edition of the Hornbill Music Festival 2024. 30 selected bands from Naglin, Delhi, Karnataka, West Bengal, Mizoram, Meghalaya, Assam, Maharashtra, Sikkim, Jharkhand, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur and Uttar Pradesh are competing. In a short program held before the commencement, advisor to TAFMA Theja Meru welcomed the participating bands and informed that TAFMA plans to make this event as an annual event for next year.
For all of us as we start this incredible music band battle. I know it's a battle, but it should be a friendly one. So make friends, make new friends, and go back with wonderful memories of Nagaland. And hopefully we get to see some of you or many of you back even next year and the years to follow. So thank you for coming to Nagaland, and we are so happy you are here. So give yourselves a big hand, please, for making it to Nagaland.
founder of Indies Award for Non-Film Music and judge for the Ticket to Hornbill, Arpito Gope, said, "Music and art have been a powerful medium to voice for a change." Terming music and art as powerful jobs, Mr. Gope emphasized the impact of musicians' voices and urged them to perform with passion.
You know, music and art has always been the first to ask for change in society. So it's a very powerful job. All musicians are very powerful artists, musicians. You have a powerful voice. So if you are into music because professionally you're a musician, do it damn good. And if you are in it, it's a hobby, it's a passion, do it very passionately. Because say in the next few days, you might not win this competition, but you might go on to change the world. So as musicians, you deserve that place. So while the world looks to applauding you, you have to look inwards and sort of, you know, do your job damn well. That's very important.
Ticket to Hornbill is offering the biggest prize money for a battle with a total of 4 million rupees. The first prize winner will walk away with 2 million rupees, second with 1 million rupees, and half a million rupees for third prize. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news for quick news update. Follow us on X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The District Administration, Chisore Town Students Union, Chisore Town Public Forum and police yesterday conducted joint surprise checking at Chisore Town, Shamator and seized expired goods from shops. The joint team warned the defaulters not to repeat the same and to keep their shops updated. The team also notified all the business establishment of Chisore Town not to sell any expired goods, banned items and other illegal goods. The joint team further informed that it will not tolerate any illegal trade and the defaulter would be dealt seriously according to the appropriate section of the law. They also appealed to the citizens to be well aware and inform the district administration or the town-based NGOs regarding any illegal means of trade being carried out by anyone. A workshop on prevention of hazardous cleaning of sewers and septic tanks was organized today by Kohima Municipal Council KMC under Namaste Scheme at Supermarket Complex Kohima. The event was aimed to raise awareness about the dangers of manual scavenging and promote safer mechanized alternatives. Sanjay Paul, a partner at Core Skill Tech Solution LLP Delhi, as the resource person, gave detailed PowerPoint presentation on Manual Scavenging Act 2013, which bans manual scavenging in the country. He also highlighted the legal provisions and penalties under the Act. Mr. Paul elaborated on various types of manual scavenging, the formation of emergency response sanitation units, and the process flow for cleaning sewer lines. He also explained the objectives of the Namaste scheme, which aims to eliminate hazardous cleaning practices by replacing manual labor with mechanized systems. The scheme benefits sewer and septic tank workers by offering profiling safety kits and preventive measures. In addition, he introduced the sanitation workers present to various lawn schemes, including the Swachhata Udyami Yojana, which provides financial support for procuring sanitation machinery and lawn options. The annual physical verification for 2024-25 of all pensioners, both life and family drawing pension from Kohima South Treasury will be held from 11th to 14th and 18th to 22nd of next month. Senior Treasury Officer Kohima South Treasurer Zuben Thang Muri has asked all pensioners to appear physically along with PPO book, renewed NPA ID card and life certificate, which will be issued from the Treasury Office from 21st of this month. He said that further payment will be stopped if any fails. Meanwhile, the sub-treasury officer Tseminyu would conduct verification from November 4 to 8 for all pensioners drawing pension under sub-treasury Tseminyu. The sub-treasury officer informed that verification certificate for Tseminyu can be obtained from the pension section. As part of SVEEP campaign 2024, a two-day sports event on the theme Sports for Votes was conducted for the students of Jaluki Town in Perin District on 15th and 16th of this month. The main objective of conducting the event was to create electoral awareness among youth, giving young and uprising stars a platform to showcase their talent in sports and also providing them the opportunity to register in electoral roll. Assistant Election Officer Perrin Aketo urged all eligible students to seize the opportunity and get them enrolled in electoral roll. The games included tug of war, three-leg race, sec race and futsal tournament. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nagaland Governor Ganesan says government is committed to creating an environment of growth, prosperity and well-being. Commissioner and Secretary Anup Kinchi calls for team effort to eliminate tuberculosis from Nagaland. India's biggest battle of bands, Ticket to Hornbill, commences at Regional Centre of Excellence for Music and Performing Arts Kohima. And joint surprise checking leads to seizure of expired goods in Jessore Town, Shamator. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.